Hello, everyone. I'm Pinkcaster Lightred. I'm here with fellow casters, Redcaster Cho Raven,
yep.
Bluecaster Sheeta Sazeel,
yo.
Yellowcaster Autogar, Northcaster Saga, almost forgot your name. And,
forgot my name!
And our guest for this evening, Starcaster. Say hi, sir.
How did I get here?
I think it was Skype.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was a series of bad choices.
Skeep?
Also that.
I call it Skeep.
Probably.
I'd like to cue the roll call.
That was the most boring as fuck intro we ever did.
We're
live!
Loading.
Connect.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Cho Raven.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Yoshida Zazeel.
Loyal and Loud. Pinkcaster Lightred.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Autogar.
Trauma Inducer. Northcaster. Saga.
Running the network. Darkcaster.
Dragon! Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Okay, and we're back, and oh, it is officially a Cast Ranger summer up in here.
Wait, yep,
I'm
what?
Talking ball sweat.
You hear this loud noise in the background? Expect to hear that for the next 2 to 3 months. Woo!
Wait, also, welcome to the no pants party.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got my podcasting shorts. I got my 2 bottles of water. I'm ready to fucking go.
I'm not wearing pants.
Good.
I found the shorts.
I'm actually expecting us all one day to have a Cast Ranger episode where we're just all in nothing but our underwear, and it'll
you,
just be
that
glorious.
Day will never come unless I am not here.
That will be the day.
On that day, when we will have all the females.
I am one article of clothing.
Except mine, because I'll be busy with mine.
As I said, Lane, I'm only one article of clothing away. That could change at any time.
Oh, wait, sorry, guys, hold on. Gar, what'd you just say?
Or mine.
Your what?
I don't know.
Your love interest?
Your dick?
I don't know, love interest? Maybe.
His pants?
Dude, but dude, your right hand's
you
in the room with
had.
Us.
Oh.
You wish.
What episode are we on, Ichi?
104.
Wait,
speaking of which, guess where I am in my watchings of Power Rangers?
Where? Tell us!
In space!
The best season of them all!
I watched the first 2 episodes of In Space, that's where I am.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna go off
which
on
which means you are just on the cusp of the Turtles crossover!
Oh, yeah.
You're human.
Yeah.
He could have been a giant lizard.
Humans are on more than just Earth. I'm going to say this quickly. You know what? Turbo, it's not terrible.
No.
But.
That's what I've been saying.
It's not that good either. And I know what the reason was. Okay, first of all, bad decisions early on by the Rangers. Just, they made dumber decisions. And, okay, guys, I'm sorry. The villains are lame.
I loved Divatox!
You know what? Divatox worked in small doses.
Okay, hold on. Divatox was funnier while she was being played by Hilary Shepherd. Carol Hoyt didn't do anywhere near as good of a job. Except for that episode where she got turned into a pizza parlor worker. That was funny.
You know what was also a big problem with the show, I realized?
The bomb set for an hour set 50 seconds!
That too. No, for real.
It was always a bomb.
The monsters sucked in this season. They were dumb. Like,
it was
especially the Power Ranger.
Exactly. That's what I understand that, but it just still didn't translate well.
Especially
not the worst series.
Especially the pizza monster.
It's not a great one.
Liz Centurion was the coolest thing
I can
ever.
Honestly say, Liz Centurion was cool too. I can honestly say, I'm glad I'm done with it.
All I have to say is, those evil pizzas were no match for a simple stoplight.
I also completed my rewatch of Kamen Rider Drive in its entirety. I'm very glad I rewatched it, because, yes, it continues to still be my favorite series. It was great, because I got to, catch on to some things I didn't notice before, and
he took the scenic route this time.
I understood more about the characters, what was going on, and it was amazing to watch the show again, so...
I got a new job.
Yellowcaster now works with me, so...
So I've worked with Redcaster, Bluecaster, now Pinkcaster. The day will come, Northcaster.
We need a guy to fluff the dude's balls before he penetrates. So
that day will come.
Gar, you're my bitch.
But for now, let us talk about Ghost.
All he needs is Ghost.
Boo!
You know.
actually doing a double episode this week because we did the live stream last week. So today we're talking about Ghost 30 and 31,
so,
as well as Zoojer 13 and 14, which we'll get into afterwards.
Yeah, so as per normal, when we do a double episode, it'll just be an open forum about both episodes of each show, so... We will talk about whatever we want in any order we want, so
well,
fuck you.
Despite that, I think the first thing to be addressed is the fact that we have confirmation that, yes, Fumi is dead!
He had a full-on funeral.
Funeral.
Wow!
Usually in Toku, people just, you know, join the force or something,
they
or just
turn
disintegrate.
Usually just turn into sand and no one gives a fuck.
No, this is a normal human, Ichi. Normal humans don't just disappear.
Yeah, they do.
Well, except for in the Dragon Ball Z world, they do.
I do wish they sort of focused on Alan a bit about how he felt about her loss because they weren't really on him.
No, they did perfectly.
Yeah,
I like how apparently losing this random lady was a bigger blow to him than his own father.
No, but clearly, at this point, like Alan was just like, "What do I do?" Like. I hate having these feelings. Like, I don't want to feel this way.
Oh,
God,
he's
gonna...
I know.
Oh, God, he's gonna...
Rubybot technically turned them into a human.
Sorry, say again? Say again, JC?
Technically, Rubybot turned them into a human, making him have feelings and whatnot. Like, Kakiter, like, you gave him his circuit.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
That's actually a neat parallel.
Like, just fucking when I said that though about him joining a band, like I'm just pictured like as he's walking, that music starts crawling in my skin.
No, like, hello there. No, the song I immediately remembered was "Where Do I Go From Here."
That's Pocahontas 2.
I know
what
it is.
What the fuck?
But you know, the funny thing is, while I was watching this funeral, I'm like, so she helped him out in a great capacity, and now she's dead. Fumi icon Necrom final form, please.
No.
Fumi icon, Tomashi Web exclusive, Bandai, make it happen.
No. Alan's gonna die, and then she's just gonna be there to hug him.
Welcome him into heaven.
Fumi DX figure arts.
Oh, no.
Like, comes in the takoyaki stand.
It comes in the takoyaki stand. But no, like, it was really sad to see, like, Alan, like, running towards it, to see all these people crowded around, saying, like, oh my god, Fumi died, and just, like, just drops everything that he had for her, and uh-oh. And it was just, like, it was hard on him, because, like, and he was just, like, and then throughout the rest of the episode, he was just, like, remembering her, and, like, what she kept saying to him, and stuff like that.
There's only one thing that ticked me off, though.
Hmm?
They cut to a scene where it's like, Fumi died, oh no, cuts to the funeral. Cuts back to them, automatically back in the house in their regular outfits.
Dealing with a new situation.
Yeah, it's like, it could have been at least nice that they were still in their funeral attire.
You know what was
like
really...
They just got
you
back.
You know what was super awkward about the way those scenes were handled? Like, they're in the office, and, like, Narita comes in, Grandma Fumi's dead! Oh, no! 5 minutes of funeral. Back to the office. Oh, no! A new ghost is attacking!
Yeah, exactly, like, it felt...
Exactly the same!
I'm gonna give that to, like... At the end of the day, this isn't, like, a show for, like, 12-year-olds. They don't want to go too much about a funeral.
I like the little touch.
Kids watch this.
I'm just impressed we got that much.
I like the little touch though when like he came in and said that Fumi was dead and Cannon like fainted and she passed out because she was so upset.
You know what else? Sorry, go ahead.
Go.
Oh, you know what was crazy, hilarious, stupid, and awesome all at the same time? Alan fighting Goop Mooks while eating takoyaki.
I was about to
bring
that
up. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Walking in like a badass.
Do you know what that reminded me of, honestly? That scene from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes where Koba's riding the horse with two machine guns.
Oh.
It's the perfect example of badass meets shitty fucking silliness. I'm sorry. Like, as badass as it was, you know, he's in his, like, green poncho, too. Just to see him, like, kicking
It reminded me of Kabuto, actually, a lot.
I was half expecting him to be defeated, and, like, it would be, like, a dramatic shot of him dropping the
takoyaki. Yeah, like, him falling in the takoyaki, falling in front of him.
No, it's great. Like, he walks, you just see, like, his feet, and you're just like, oh, sweet, like, Alan's gonna do it. Just holding takoyaki. What?
Silly and badass.
At this point, it wouldn't have shocked me if he just shoved the takoyaki ball into the fucking Mega U-Loader.
I should have went first because one of the scenes I want to talk about was the high school girl, I don't remember her name, like Yellow Buster.
Yuki.
Yuki.
Yeah, it's like, Where is she? She went back to the building. What? Just has her with a morphing brace on.
It's morphing time.
At this point, I'm just like, this is the third episode of this plot. Are we still on this bullshit?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What I'm also... Oh, no. What I'm happy is we got a shit ton of Steve Bills.
I don't know why you're so ensorcelled by him.
We've said it before, but damn, that guy's Japanese is good.
Yeah.
He must have grown up there or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
He could have been drawn.
Yeah, that's the majority of English actors in Kamen Rider. They usually, like have lived there their whole life.
Okay.
Alright. And I, while there's this one scene where Alan like was like flashbacking to shots of like Fumi, and I realized something. I think that poncho she made for him was made from the scarf she had on. Because it looked like the same material.
That has so much more meaning now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, like, I thought I noticed that when I was watching. I was like, wait.
You know there's going to be a scene now where when they go back to the Kanma world where he's still wearing it and his brother is going to be like, what's this, human sentiment? And just, like, rips it.
Oh.
Or burns it or something.
Then he gets final form.
Yeah.
I love how little and little they're showing Adele now, and I'm happy because I don't fucking care.
You know, considering he's wearing a green poncho, oh, fuck me. Can there be a scene where he just, something just right?
Yeah! Like, I'm like, there's so many parallels between him and fucking the Emperor's New Groove.
Poncho!
Boom, baby!
And you said it yourself on our last podcast, when the old ladies die just right.
When the old ladies die just right, the children's choir at the churches sing.
A Ganma? He's supposed to be dead!
Yeah.
It's like
weird. We just need Patrick Warburton to just be one of the new generals, like after Gyro or something.
Adele, why don't you say we leave these humans alone and we go get ourselves some.
I don't like Adele.
No one likes Adele. Adele is boring.
He's boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's so poorly written.
I'm gonna make it my fanfic.
What are you guys doing with my keyboard cat? What is this?
Because they're doing fanfics.
It's the Ray William Johnson troll.
So this episode has yet another scene where Alan undergoes immense emotional development and immediately gets the shit kicked out of him.
It's like the Phantom
running gag
from the Phantom of the Opera. He's just got feelings, guys.
No, yeah, but I like that Makoto, Takaru, and Kanon are all there to support him, being like, you know, we're here, we're your friends, like, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
So
we got a very nice, proper-ass triple henshin.
Oh, that was
cool. All
the
ghosts were in perfect
shape. Yeah. And a triple rider kick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I like how they finally remembered that Ore Damashi can fucking fly.
Not just extreme bike shots.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, like, Koichi Sakamoto directed, like, an episode or two or something.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I saw him in the cast list. Yeah, I saw him in the cast list on the wiki. So,
cool.
Mostly the director for Power Rangers and the stunt coordinator.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And yeah. For they.
Well, that explains all the random explosions in the background.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good.
It does.
You know what else was cool? Like, when the machine hoodie flew overhead, like, the chains were whipping out.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And, we
Houdini
got to...
Houdini was sitting there like, I feel like helping because I've been part of this episode.
Yeah. And, we got this awesome scene where Necrom learns to charge himself without having to suck Ganma mooks.
With a USB
yes,
charge.
Yes, finally...
Sorry, you want to say that again, Ichi?
Nope.
You finally...
It's on the recording.
You finally...
It is what it is.
No, he finally, like, fixed that stupid flaw in his
He surpassed his limits,
he's
quote unquote.
On that too,
I'll listen to my heart.
Yeah. And once again, we get another shot of Houdini being all pompous, like, fine, I will grant you my help. And Tucker's like, yeah, just get on the pile. Grateful, Damashi.
Houdini, how'd you get time to do all this and team up with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle to solve mysteries?
I know, right? And then...
There's the
Yellow Buster, yeah, Green Knight's, like,
that,
sees the ghost.
They resolve the plot with Yuki and her dead dad.
That was so depressing, but what made it funny was this. Takaru does it, and he just slowly walks off screen.
No. Takaru just does the eye thing and just frees him from being possessed. And I'm just sitting there like, he could have done that the entire time.
Yep.
Oh no, your father's not really your father.
Your father? Your father is not really your father?
Your father, the Ganma, is your father?
That's the episode title, Father of the
no,
Father.
Yeah,
no. And we, like, in the last shot of episode 30, like, near the end, we see Alan with even more takoyaki, and I'm like, where are you getting this from? Well,
there's now, more, there's other takoyaki leftovers.
Wait, guys, again, does he truly have a digestive system, or maybe he's just, like, pulling it back out?
No, he does, because we had that scene where he had to shit.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Now,
he needs to shit.
Now, we just need to them to do the same thing that they did with Takatora in Gaim, where Takatora's ghost was just... like
haunting
Michi.
Yeah,
so now I just need that with Fumi, just with Alan.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know what to do. Just listen to your heart, Alan.
That's like, I can't handle this. Hello? Hi, my name's Michi. I'm here to help. I don't know why I did the X-Men.
What the fuck?
I know, I heard it and I was like, what the fuck?
So after that plot heavy episode, what's better than to have an episode where adults get turned into children?
Yay.
Because this is filler.
That said, in episode 31, they changed up Necrom's, Alan's opening scenes. It's all, like, bright and flowery.
But what I loved about it was you just see a transition of, like, Necrom and then, like, the Gamma world with the red sky and then just transists into a blue sky.
Yeah, that was actually
normal.
Really
I was
great.
Like, that's... It shows his... you know, ascension
transition.
From evil to good.
Yeah.
So,
this is also the episode where I find out Urisen's, like, adorable as all hell.
Oh.
It's like, Sage!
You want to know what this reminds me of?
What?
Chaser.
Oh, yeah, we've drawn all kinds of parallels between Necrom and Chaser. The only difference is Alan has emotions.
Well, that, and, you know, one...
True.
And apparently access to art supplies.
And one of them only died. Yet.
I'm like, that remains to be seen.
I hope Alan doesn't die,
but he probably will.
I hope they just don't copy and paste the exact same kind of death, though.
Ain't every White Rider gonna die?
Every Rider dies in the end if it was written by Genro Ibuchi.
Yes.
So,
or
yes,
you're a butcher.
Adele finally starts using other gun misers besides the fire fuck, and this one has the power to turn adults into kids.
So far. So.
Yeah, this one's not working. Maybe not try it a third time.
First off, this is a Shibuya focused episode, which I honestly kind of didn't care for.
Which was odd considering its placement.
Oh wait, I forgot to mention something.
Hmm?
What?
Remember that bitch slap? What's her name?
Onari.
Yeah. Dude, did you see? Like they had to replay it because of how awesome it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because Igor's pissed off at Akari for that.
Yep.
It's like that bitch.
How dare she slap me?
You insufferable twat.
You uncultured swine.
So, this is the episode where Ghost starts to remind me of Digimon Season 2, because they're going around destroying gates to the
world. Yeah, I had that exact thought. I'm like, wait, what the hell? It's like, are there dark towers now?
Dark spires?
I was
control
more...
spires?
Is someone going to put a thread of hair into them to create new monsters?
Well, we do have the Ganma Emperor.
Is this based off Digimon 02 or what?
I actually have more similarities with Ghostbusters because there's more portals, which mean more Ganmas just coming out of nowhere. That moment when the Japanese show is more Ghostbusters than the new Ghostbusters movie coming out.
Have you seen the new Ghostbusters movie yet?
Not yet.
Then you can't make that call.
Don't judge.
Also, I kind
of
had
one of those dicks.
I had a complaint with this episode. I think they transformed a bit too much. Did you notice there were like four scenes where they're like in rider form? Like a lot. I didn't like it.
Also, the Ryoma factor today finally showed up.
Yeah, they waited until now to show the Ryoma trivia, even though Ryoma had a whole fucking episode dedicated to him earlier.
No, but we were too busy with Spam.
Oh yeah, how about? Okay, I'm moving. You know Seiji Takaiwo.
Yes,
right?
The suit actor.
We shall talk about Gyro now.
He's cool.
New general.
Yeah?
The interesting point of discussion while we were watching the episode is, so, like, does he play his own suit?
No. Seiji Takaiwo is still Ghost. There's a different suit actor for Gyro's monster form.
Yeah, which was neat to confirm. Although it would have been funny if they, like, had him play his own character in the suit.
Oh, man. There would be so many drop kicks everywhere.
yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't think they're going to do it.
But I don't know if anyone noticed, but during the episode where they're in the shrine, you can see QB's painting on the wall.
Yeah, that's his thing. That's adorable.
Adorable.
Oh, shut up. Lightcaster.
QB was awesome.
I don't like QB.
I like
at all.
I still can't fathom that.
He was irrelevant to the story.
I really didn't. What really bothered me is how Takaru had to go grateful form to take out one of the gates. I'm like, that is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Makoto going deep specter to break one
of
the gates.
Exactly.
No, that's weird. At one point, like, he transformed into, like, Deep Spectre, like, kind of like a normally quick henshin, and then later on in another fight, he does, like, a proper, like, cinematic one.
Yeah,
I was like,
we got two Deep Spectre henshins. They're really trying to push this form for some reason.
Just
buy the toys!
Totally.
Buy the toys!
Yeah, really.
That and butterfly form coming.
Also, it seems that they're making, like, the Deep Spectre icon, like, it's super dangerous, and Makoto might die if he keeps using it so much.
That seems to be what they're setting up towards.
Well, he did break it. Like, he unleashed his power if you saw in the fight.
Yeah. And also...
He hasn't even used the enraged mode yet.
It's cool that Takaru also, like, told everyone about his, like, if I touch people, I can see their memories.
And then it cut to a flashback, and that was in a flashback. That's like 16 walls being broken right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to explain it.
Deadpool, now I don't know.
I'm sure they'll get to it eventually.
Ghost powers.
I like how this episode finally realized that normal people can't see Ganma.
I know, right? We've had a bunch of episodes in the last little while where people are just like, oh my god, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
How are you... That's just when Takaru touches people. Family Guy joke. Man, I need to start wearing gloves.
Yeah. And we have the reappearance of Professor Igarashi, who we haven't seen since the Benkei Damashi debut, although they did a good job of explaining that. He was in the hospital.
Wait, does that mean he's been in the hospital for...
I thought he actually died.
No,
he didn't die.
This is a kid's show. You can't kill off anybody.
I gotta say,
just killed the old lady.
I gotta say though, for an old guy, he took a slash to the back pretty well.
Yeah.
So
he had a jacket on. And what I really liked this episode, we got to see Necrom Grim Damashi again.
Yay!
For all of 3 seconds before talking to Grateful.
Counts.
I'm starting to realize when Takaru goes grateful form, it's like in Dino Thunder when the Red Ranger has to like use the energy from blue and yellow to become the other.
It's been so long since I watched Dino Thunder, I don't remember.
Also, Shibuya's mom is a bitch, even as a kid.
Yep.
I'm gonna kick
it's like,
her
Shibuya spent the whole episode.
Stop calling me your mom! And just kicks them out.
I mean, to be fair,
she spent the whole episode literally kicking everyone's ass.
To be fair, if a guy twice your age came up to you and started saying that you were his father,
cool thing that I liked though was that all these adults refer back to children. Like they just remembered what they were like as children. So like they didn't have any memories like beyond like their adulthood or anything like that. So like she goes back to like her house and she's like.
Why is my house a ramen shop?
Where are my mommy and daddy?
Wait, I've got it. So, your mother, the young child, is your mother?
Oh. We can go home, everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of this episode.
It was a filler. It was the whole point of the episodes was to introduce Gyro.
Pretty much.
And, 39 days left.
And then the episode finished with an ad for ginseng drink.
Do you think Gyro's going to fight with Gyromites? Get Rob the Robot following him around?
That is not a Gyro. Well, I try my best. What do you want me to do? Go to fucking Greece?
That was a great joke, actually.
we got to see Sayanji again in a flashback.
According to the next preview, he's alive, ?
Well, no, they're saying that Takaru's dad's alive.
Yeah.
So they're not. It's a flashback, and Takaru's an idiot.
Who knows? Anyway, so overall, this episode, not too much to say. The episode before it had more in terms of just character development for Alan, so that was nice.
Yep.
Chances are
Alan needs all the screen time.
Chances are next episode's going to be filler as well, and then final form episodes.
Maybe. But I think that's it for our ghost discussion of the week. Lane, what do you think it's time for now?
Eagle!
Alright, so we are on Juojir 13 and 14.
Lane, did you like this with the week's the first episode of True Archer?
Yes. It was
of course
another,
you did, because
yeah,
it was about Leo.
It was a Leo episode.
It's
I always love Leo episodes.
It's about an episode about Leo just not understanding what no means.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's about pussy. He's trying to get that pussy.
You can't say pussy.
No, I can't, apparently.
You know, again, this is a Science of Saga here. Yeah, lions are pretty, you know, they want what they want when they want it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute when it was like, Leo jumps down, he's like, hey, you seem cute. Hey, where are you up to? Hey, Yamato.
Casey didn't know, Leo's looking to get some chicks.
In which he's trying the guard method.
Yeah,
I just loving on really creepy.
I just love how to talk about that guard.
I just love Yamato just standing there looking at him like,
really,
bro. No, I just love how, like, when Leo meets Yuri and he's like, he goes all fucking Dreamweaver, and Yamato comes in, and you actually see the filter, like, slide off to the side.
Yamato literally, like, brushes the filter out of the way.
That was great.
Man, this episode's just giving me too many flashbacks on how I react.
Vietnam flashbacks?
Yes.
But yeah, apparently the pretense for her being in this episode is she found the character I'm referring to as Flyza until we get his actual
Flyza?
Name. The Birdman. Kaiza, who flies. Flyza.
No, we're calling him Bird Person.
No!
Flying Bird Person.
Bird Kusaka!
I'm calling him Flyza.
Bird Person.
So, there's some stupid love triangle bullshit. Leo likes Yuri, Yuri likes Yamato, or at least that was the illusion they drew the whole episode.
Yeah! Fucking amazing! Amazing cock block. It was so good.
No, let's talk about the monster quickly. It's like, I'm gonna drill a hole.
Fucking hand cranks the shit from the top of the mountain.
I just love how like it takes like a little minute of him just drilling and then it cuts through the opening.
Not just any mountain, Ichi. Rock Axe Mountain.
It's Axe Rock.
I'm sorry. That did not look like an axe.
It
was a cock with balls.
Well, Cock Mountain!
Well,
that was an upside.
That's the episode name!
Yeah, Cock with Balls Mountain.
Axe Rock Mountain sounds way better than just Dick Mountain.
Hey, it's better than God's Bum.
There's the name of the episode. Cock Mountain!
No, Cock with Balls Mountain.
No, this is funnier.
Fuck you.
Flows better.
So...
It's a hiking.
The greatest scene in this episode, I think, is where they're running through the traps along the mountain and the fucking CGI boulders.
Oh, yeah.
No, the fucking... I literally went, Jesus, when fucking Tusk got in the bear trap.
Oh, yeah, twice.
Hey.
If not, maybe three
times. No. In the bear trap. And then everybody knocks him over and like, and his leg is broken.
Go on!
Yeah.
That leg is coming off.
No,
it's because he's an elephant. He's got thick skin.
No, and then all of them were all like, tripped into mud, except for Amu. She was the one who just stopped in time going, that was close.
Yeah. Landed on all fours.
Yep.
I feel like if they had actually put mud on her face, that might have set off a lot of weird fetishes in some
people. Yeah, Ichi.
Damn it.
Do you still like Tusk?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know. He fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Fuck you.
That was so funny. Just the trapping. He's just ah.
As long as you don't fool me twice.
Hey, it's better than the uncut version. Bearcat. Like hair. Elephants. It's like, that sounds too bad. No.
But no, like, the funny thing is when they're getting chased by the fucking terrible CGI boulders, and then, like, the log trap that they dodge comes in and pinballs it after them.
I know, right? I saw that. I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, you, me, and each, we all saw that at the same time.
I missed it because I was writing notes.
And we had to
go back,
and it was like, holy shit, you pinballed.
You got a question, though.
Anthem.
Sorry, go ahead.
Where did they get the boulders?
Magic.
Azald set up all these traps.
Yeah.
Azald's an earthbender. Let's move on.
Yeah, pretty much. He's made of cubes.
Cube bender.
He's a bloodbender.
An amazing moment was just, like, Leo deciding, fuck it, I'm gonna go take on this monster by myself.
Yeah,
runs through all the traps.
The
not giving a fuck.
And if you pay attention while he's climbing, you'll see he's got gloves on.
Yeah,
I
noticed that.
I pointed that out. It's like, is he wearing fucking...
No, but then you see, like, he has a bear trap, like, clasped to his leg, and he just does not care.
I will use it as a weapon later.
Yeah.
But no, it was just it was great. And then like Leo and Yamato teamed up together, and it was awesome.
I just loved watching Zuo Gorilla just hock the fucking drill into the sky.
Oh yeah, this is also the first episode where we see Yamato in gorilla form go Switch. Back into eagle.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
I mean it's obvious that he can do it, but it's nice to see it.
Yeah,
nice to know that he can do it.
And Naoria appeared to be having a little more fun than usual, because when she put the coin in, if you look at it quick, you can see her, like, running her finger along the slot right after putting the coin in.
A little flourish by the actor.
Boom.
And that's right, Naoria, finger on the slot.
And if you didn't realize that the axe rock on Axe Rock's mountain was the Kuma axe, well...
Okay, that's...
Surprise!
You have a problem!
Yeah, that actually got by me. I was really tired that day.
I was actually shocked that, like... Okay, the first assault Zord that they got... Which
Auxiliary
was,
Zord.
Yeah, Auxiliary Zord. Like, they actually had a cube version of it, and it transformed.
Yeah.
The other two just pop out of nowhere.
Oh, by the way, these things are around?
Well, no, well, this one was hidden inside of the rock.
Yeah, but still, like...
It didn't have a cube form, no, but at least... It had a form other than itself, whereas Mogra was just already manifested in the trap.
But it was cool, though, that they got their sword knocked out of their hands, and they're like, shit! Oh, look, there's that rock that's shaped like an axe!
Fuck
it out!
It seems to be roaring like a bear for some reason.
When they did that, I was like, no, you're going to cause a rock slide! You're going to kill so many people! Get it? The king pulled a weapon out of a stone.
You're
going to
kill Yuri!
The king pulled a weapon out of a stone, you guys. Gar's leaving.
I'm done.
Bye, Gar.
Bye, Gar.
Bye, Gar.
I guess you could say that had
Bye,
a Zuo impact on him.
I didn't actually leave.
Didn't actually close the door either.
Sit back down, Gar.
Axe or tomahawk? It looked more like a tomahawk.
No, we had tomahawk. We had tomahawks with Palomaru.
Yeah.
It was a tomahawk.
So yeah. They resolve the love triangle bullshit, and even though it doesn't turn out that they're actually liking each other, Amu ships it anyway.
No, and the best part is just like, so you like Yamato, right, Yuri? No, he looks like my pet parakeet.
He does look like a parakeet.
And no, but the best part was just, you look over Yamato, and then just a parakeet's head just forms over his head. And I just died.
Jock, what are you doing here?
Oh my god. Of course you would make that reference. Even that one flew over my head.
Like a parakeet.
That was unintentional.
Over your head. That's a good one.
They all dead.
And Leo's just like, no, but it's amazing when like Leo goes over to Yamato. Yamato, I know we both like Yuri, but...
Yamato's sitting there like, what?
You know what? You can have her. I understand.
Man, Leo.
And he's just like, what? But no, it's funny. It's just like, oh, is this supposed to affect you, huh, Yamato? It wouldn't, but it does now.
It didn't until the parakeet caught
unless,
it. Now I'm sad.
Unless, you know, you pull a Takaharu and, oh yeah, I have a girlfriend on the side that I don't really talk about.
Wouldn't surprise me at this point.
You mean like Takaharu's girlfriend?
That's what he just said!
Oh, okay.
But he just said, Lane, pay attention!
Yeah, I'm tired.
Lane, we hate to repeat ourselves.
I know.
We hate to repeat ourselves.
You hate to repeat yourself?
Episode 14.
It was dull as shit. Moving on.
All no, right. Actually, I liked it better. Actually.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a monster with a gem. It could turn invisible, but only for 3 minutes. And
the gem started flashing.
Started flashing what color, though?
Red.
Holy shit, it's an Ultraman!
Oh my god, Staryu's a reference to Ultraman!
You could say that he stole Ultraman's powers because he's a thief monster.
Oh,
no, I do like the puns on the
so there's
puns,
sorry, hold on. There is an interesting bit of continuity going on here. So yeah, like they killed off one of the generals in like the first episode,
yeah,
right?
Jag.
Yeah, they don't usually do that, and they're actually bringing up, hey, maybe we do need another general up in this business.
Yeah.
So you got these two monsters fighting it, duking it out to become the next ones. Hunt Elder, was that his name?
Hunt Elder. That was what the subs translated to. I don't know if that's what he actually said. And then the other one was translated as You Thief, but the actual name was Dorobozu, which literally translates to Thief Boy.
Which is, like, it's a pun with, like, one's
because Dorobo is like a robber, and Bozu is like a young child. So.
In which we get
Remind
to see
me of that rap theme.
Sorry?
Remember? in the Gokaiger movie, they had the rat thief, aka Guy Akari.
No.
It's been a long time. I don't remember
too
much.
It's been forever.
But anyway, so yeah, the whole thing is, yeah, Youth Thief says, oh, I want to be the next general. I'm going to go out and prove myself. And Janice goes, hey, okay, go for it.
Well, no. And the funny part was, is like, he's like, no, I want to do this fair and square. Fight you rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah.
And they
do
it. But Hunt Elder has hands, or fingers.
His gun hand.
Yeah. Bam. And just they do it. He loses, and he's like, oh, fuck, I'm such a loser. Hey, my boy, go first. Really?
Yeah.
Johnny Good.
Just deep back in his mind, he's just like, because I know you're going to fuck up hard.
Yeah, Hunt Elder reminds me of the dude from Jumanji.
Tim Curry, smashing.
Sure.
Or I think that's what he is meant to be, like,
he's
a
British
hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I can't wait for him.
That's next episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, Jumanji remake, it's happening.
Oh, boy.
You know who's playing Alan Parrish?
Jonah Hill. Or Jonah Hill.
Dwayne Johnson.
I refuse.
No, you will see.
I fucking refuse.
You know who else has a role in it? Jack Black?
Oh,
so
no.
You know what a lot of people are thinking? That this and the Goosebumps movie take place in the same universe.
No!
Magical, like, things that bring things to life.
Johnny!
Fucking refuse.
That's the theory right now.
In the meantime, Evan, you were complaining about something about this week's episode of Zoolander, about something about the money.
Which part of the... Oh, yeah, the briefcase of fucking money. Like, the solution to all your problems is right in front of you, and there's absolutely no possible repercussion. Just use the goddamn money!
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was stolen money.
Yeah, it was stolen. That's why he was, at the end of the episode, the guy was like, oh, I'm gonna return this to the police.
My concern was more, how the fuck is Dorobozu actually holding that briefcase when he doesn't have fingers?
How does he hold
magnets.
The picture frame?
Probably.
He's a thief. He would have, like, magnet hands.
Yeah.
You know what, for a monster, he was silly, but
he was kind of a comedy villain.
I enjoyed it.
Did his, like, whole entire spear form not look like one of those bags?
That's the idea.
I feel like that's what it was.
He looks like a Japanese thief who would have one of those bags wrapped around their head.
You know, this whole episode, in a very kid show way, brought up an interesting, personal, emotional dilemma than just cocked out right at the end.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is, you got this guy, his sister's dying, he needs the money, so he's going to take this stolen money, and he's going to use it to save his sister. And is it right to steal to save someone's life? We're not going to say it. He's just, I'm going to work harder, and that'll do it.
His sister then died a month later.
We never saw
him. I really can't stand, I guess, you got to teach kids better morals than the ones I have. I guess it makes sense.
Obeying the law is more important than saving your family.
Not even that. It's like the whole thing, Amu says to him, well, even if you save her, do you think your sister's going to respect you? See, I'm the kind of guy who goes, I don't care about respect.
She certainly won't respect
you. She's dying.
She's
fucking alive.
I don't give a shit. Either she won't talk to me, but she'll live, or she won't talk to me because she's 6 feet under.
Exactly.
That's not an issue to me.
Or in an urn. I don't know what we're going to do.
At
least
it might be cheaper one way.
I just love the little subtle things where just, at one point, Amu's in the hospital with the girl, whatever, talking to her, and then, her tail goes up again because of the Death Galleon, and then she's just like, oh, the tail again. Huh.
Yeah. You know what was great this episode? This was the first time we actually got to see their tail boners, deflate.
Ever.
And it even played a little woo sound effect.
That was great.
I'm just like, oh, I guess.
So many boner jokes that I can make right now.
Oh, for sure. The show does it themselves with
but
the fucking sound effects.
It's 11:30.
I like the one scene where, the Fua goes to see his sister, and he's like, sorry, did I wake you up? And she says, no, I was just dreaming. Which means, yes, you did wake her up, you fuck!
That's like Greencaster saying, hey, are you sleeping? No, I'm just resting my eyes.
Ooh. We know you're sleeping, Paul. Sorry, no. Sleeping denotes that you actually went to bed with the intention of falling asleep. You passed out. There's a difference,
anyway.
Paul.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
The other interesting thing is when Naria puts the Continue Metal in the monster this time, right after putting it in, she actually, pushes it like it's a button. And I'm like, what if it's like one of those arcade coin slots where if you push the button, you get your coin back?
You know what I feel like that was? They realized that we're doing the same show. Let's change it up a little.
Sure.
That's what I feel it was.
It was cute, too, that Youth Thief, whatever, at one point he's like, oh, God, I hope I can do this. Like, and just imagine Jagged in the sky. He's just like, I'm doing well, aren't I, Jagged, Master Jagged? He's like, yep, keep doing what you're doing, bud.
He's like hallucinating his dead master.
Yeah, it was great.
Tree Master, what do you have to say?
I would say something, but I'm dead.
Like the great Deku Tree.
Sure.
But no, this was an Amu-focused episode. It was okay.
And it's not memorable.
No.
But I do like what Cell just talked about, like the moral of, like, is it right to do something?
I mean, technically it's not, but who cares?
Kids, don't
listen to me when it comes to morals, though. Like, you can live your life not listening to me and you'll be happy.
Or dead.
Probably.
Next week's episode looks very interesting, especially when I saw Leo wearing.
He turns into fucking James Bond.
No, yeah. The joke is from what we know already, Hunt Elder's power is that when he shoots somebody, they turn to dolls.
Which means they're fighting Piedmon.
So think about this. Leo will have all of them strapped on his chest like a strap, and he has a gun. Say hello to my little friends.
Oh, and the interesting thing is, if you pay attention, that's Hunt Elder's gun he's got, so he somehow steals it off him.
Like a lion. He probably ripped off his arm.
Leo is best Joger.
Sure.
If anything else.
I think that's
JC, you got anything, bud?
What do you think of the episodes?
Well, okay, let me pull up my thing. Yeah. Like, this episode for me, it was okay. Like, I felt like the theme just seemed off.
Yeah. I can agree to that.
These are all four of these episodes are pretty fillery with just sprinkles of story.
The first ghost episode was great. Yeah. But yeah, good we got all the rest of this filler condensed into one.
Actually, you know what? If I'm being honest, it's kind of cool that the time we're doing a double.
Yeah,
episode 8's all mostly.
That's what I was just saying.
So good thing.
And then we get to do another double episode 2 weeks from now because next week we'll be at Anime North.
Yeah. You could say it's anime.
Are we doing that feature topic today?
Are we really?
Well, some of us will be. I actually will be there on Friday.
Same here.
I will be.
Anyone, or may not. Anyone who's in the Toronto area or who's coming to Anime North, stop by our Nomi Noichi booth, booth number N203 and 204, I believe.
Yep. And also, anybody who's coming, show up on Sunday for game shows.
Yeah, we're running a couple of game shows. Anime, Flash, and WTF, I believe.
Yep.
But you don't really have to do that one.
Between 2 and 4 in, I believe, the Mississauga room. I'd have to check that. It'll be on the schedule. Sure.
And I would also say come to the Tokusatsu photo shoot, but apparently nobody made one! Sorry, I am still just annoyed by that.
And it'll be way too late by the time this episode actually comes out. Tomorrow, I will be at Toryuken over at the exhibition.
Yeah, fighting Whitecaster in round one of this tournament.
Yeah,
oh,
I know, right?
Shit! And who exactly
is about good to go down?
And who are you going to be? Who is the winner going to be fighting?
The two of us are fighting for the pleasure of fighting Justin Wong. And may God have mercy on your souls.
Pretty much.
All I know is that he's a very, very good fighter. So
he was one of the first major competitive guys for this game.
There you go.
It's for Pokken. We should mention.
So, are you our topic, or...?
Yeah, we can do that if we want
okay.
to.
Okay,
we can make a short
one. Our feature topic for this week is,
Special!
Soon we're going to get new information on what the next Kamen Rider is, because honestly, we're getting to that mark, which is...
Well, no, it's more or less, it's like, we're not going to be able to do it next week, because we're all going to be at Anime North. And that's usually around the time the next Kamen Rider series gets trademarked.
Yeah.
So this week, we are doing... What are our predictions for the next series?
Hey, guys,
yeah.
Like, in my group that I run, there was a post by this guy. He is saying that it's actually puzzles.
Puzzles?
Huh. And that
would actually probably mesh with Zoosher well.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
take it for granted, though.
Any other info?
Okay, it's coming from 2chan. Face is modeled from Osaka. Concept will be game plus technology.
I can get behind that.
One of the names he will form with the word bank. And I don't know, like, this translation thing is a little bit off.
Okay.
Cool.
So,
a game this writer.
Is, yeah, like puzzler.
Which means they'll have lots of like video gamey sound effects.
Or board game stuff.
Yeah, we never know.
That'd be cool too.
That'd be right up your alley, EG. Well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm gonna be the one that's kidding. I would like.
If you had glasses, you'd be pushing them up.
No, it'd be like One Piece.
Tokati.
Yeah.
But think of the glasses.
Yeah. No.
Maybe if I raise them enough times.
Yeah. I'd like a series, kind of like Drive. Cheesy, neat design, but gets really good with story.
Eventually.
Or it could be like Gaim, where it has an amazing story.
I want more shows like Gaim, because that story was so great to follow.
We get Genro.
I know.
It doesn't even have to be Gen Urobuchi. I just want someone to write a fucking decent writer show.
Gaim Season 2, make it happen.
Riku Sanjo.
You know what they might do, just to try to get off the, like, go back to, like, a weird sort of idea? Like, instead of fruit, just full-on food. As their
Iron Chef Kamen Rider Edition.
Yeah, well, great. There, so it could even be an actual chef. See, I was going to say I'd like to see another animal one, but they probably wouldn't do that while Juojer is on.
There's never been an animal theme.
I thought there was an animal theme.
Well, Ryuki kind of had an
animal
theme.
There was kind of one based on a kimono.
Animal Metals.
Yeah.
Oz was animal-based. Honestly, for me, go back to Bugs.
Bugs
works.
They haven't done Bugs in a while.
It's like Kabuto.
And you have to think about it.
They haven't done Bugs in 10 years.
That, and the next series is going to commemorate the 45th anniversary of Kamen Rider.
Kabuto Season 2!
Oh, God. Well, I mean, Kabuto was the 35th.
Whatever they do, it's gotta be bad.
All I know is if we don't get Decade Season 2 for the 20th anniversary of Heisei, I'll be extremely disappointed.
Toei, we know you're listening.
He will have the powers of the first of all 20 riders. Heisei riders, including himself Decade.
No, you watch. They'll,
and make it actually good.
Hey!
Yeah, there's that. They'll make a new rider who is separate from Tsukasa, Kamen Rider next decade, and they'll have the powers of the last 10.
Well, no. It's like, what dimension am I in? It's just an empty void. And then it's like, a fog vanishes. It's like, so you finally arrived. Turns around and there's this evil Tsukasa, like dark decade, and you just like prepare to
no
fight.
But think about
cancel series.
Think about though.
Tsukasa comes to Neo Heisei world because they're all one world.
Yeah, we
now.
Get a double world, Gaim world,
no,
Drive world.
They'd all be the same world because since decade they're all in the same world.
Yeah, because me and Ichi were actually talking about like how these things are all connected while we were watching Steven Universe the other day.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at the fucking Chaser movie. Futo and Drive's version of Tokyo are apparently borders.
And that would mean Oz is like
and,
city
and, which is
like
also
right
borders Zawame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least
right.
Within driving distance.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's
close enough that you could see the fucking tower from the other city.
Basically,
yeah.
It's just a giant circle for now.
Pretty much. No, all of Neo Heisei is all within the same, like,
the same
province. It's the GTA.
Yeah. I would love to see someone just, like, map it out.
Makes you wonder what, like, Zawami City was doing when the global freeze happened.
I mean, the only city we actually have a map of is Zawame, because
yeah,
we've seen it, a.k.a. Gotham.
What was Zawame doing during the global freeze, being too busy dealing with fucking InBevs?
Yeah,
actually, the map that we did get of Zawame City had to be changed due to...
Because Gotham.
Yeah.
Gotham.
Too much like Gotham.
That was hilarious.
But honestly,
JC?
They were pretty much trapped on that island because there was only three exits.
Yeah, they closed, and the military closed off the exits.
But honestly, at this point right now, we don't know what the next rider is. It could honestly be anything. Personally, for me, I'd like a second season of a past rider show.
That would
like
never
a,
that, though.
You never know.
Well,
because technically,
you know
Agito
what happened
was a sequel to Kuga.
No,
technically,
but not really.
Yeah,
it was a spiritual sequel.
The only thing that connected it to Kuga was the fact that they mentioned that G3 was designed based on Kuga.
It looked like Lifeform Number 4, but it wasn't Lifeform Number 4.
It wasn't Lifeform Number 4 at all.
But yeah, soon we'll find out what the next rider is, and it'll be good, it'll be bad. But all I know is. We'll be watching it.
Alright, I
hope it's Bugs.
That is depressingly true.
I'm going for Bugs right now.
this
Wait,
is
kind of, that was kind of a breakdown. Writers.
No, sorry, just a second. That was kind of a breakdown. You're just like, whether it's good, whether it's bad, we'll be watching it.
We're obliged to.
That's my mindset.
That's our That's duty as Cast Ranger.
Alright, I do have a joke though.
But before that, what were you saying, JC?
Who do you think the writer's gonna be, or who do you want to be?
Well, it could be anybody.
In what sense? The actor, the character, the motif?
No, the writer. Like the other episode. Like Junior Abuchi, Rico Sanjo.
Is it who do you want to write the show?
Oh, write the show.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of writers or behind the scenes staff too much, so I can't really make a judgment on that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as the joke that I was going to say, sorry, Lane.
Oh, go for it.
But when Kamen Rider Drive got announced, I was thinking, Excel Returns 2, Kamen Rider Ghost, Kamen Rider Skull, so fuck it, Kamen Rider Iono. The Japanese word for Eternal.
Okay, hey, I wouldn't mind more Eternal.
Drive was when I returned.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a daddy.
The funny thing about you saying Drive Excel Returns, the Chaser movie was where that happened.
Because they had that golden opportunity.
Yeah.
I feel like we could do this topic again another time, because we didn't really have much to say this time around, but...
Yeah.
Well, we'll need more time to think.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Good little prelude to the storm. Lane, in fact, maybe we'll do a sequel to this topic.
Yay. Alright, so I think this wraps up this episode.
Yeah.
Yay.
Not much to say this time around, but very nice to have you on this time, JC.
Yes.
Thank you
for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Is there anything you want to plug? Arigato.
Yes, please plug your thing. Plug the website you're on.
Oh, yes. I'm the guy behind Tokusatsu News Network. You see me ranting a lot. sorry. It's just, distress. But anyway, check it out. We're uploading Abba Ranger. We're gonna upload Gowranger, but I don't know when. Gingham Man coming soon.
Right now.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Also,
and what's the website?
On my other... okay, never mind.
What's the URL?
Okay.
JC, what's the URL to your site?
Oh, yeah. Alright.
It's Fuck, hang on, let me look it up.
It's facebook.com/tokusatsu network.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Alright, so thanks again to you for joining us, and thanks to all our listeners for joining us for another episode. As always, you can find all of our crazy hijinks on castranger.podbean.com. I will again mention that the live stream that we did last week is up for viewing for anyone who would like to see how we suffered for 8 hours.
All 8 fucking hours of it.
To anyone in the
No, you
area,
guys actually...
To anyone in the Toronto area,
I was told
or,
that you guys only did, half.
Say again, JC?
I was told that you guys only did half.
Well, we aimed for 12 hours. We did 8. If you look at the video, the entire night is there in one video, nearly unedited.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying, if you're in the Toronto area, we hope to see you next week at Anime North.
Yep.
And if you're not in the Toronto area, come on by.
Get over here! What are you waiting for?
Get over here!
Yeah, guys!
What's going to happen?
Is Power Ranger filming in your area?
No, that's in BC.
Yeah.
And if you are running around Anime North and you have a Pokemon game, X and Y, or Omega Ruby, Alpha and Sapphire, if somebody challenges you and they're using an old grass type team, that's probably me.
Or
if they have a hat.
Or if you love Yellowcaster, you can give Yellowcaster a hug.
Nobody ever.
And again, come to our Nomi Noichi booth.
Again, ladies, I'm single again now, so you know.
I'll be cosplaying as Shinosuke.
I'll be cosplaying as Zaheer from Legend of Korra.
I will be not cosplaying.
I will be cosplaying as Gode Takeo from My Love Story.
Okay.
Sure. Raven will be cosplaying
as myself, damn it.
Oh, damn it.
With pants.
But your Dimensions character?
Yeah. Okay. As always, check out our Facebook group for Radio Sentai Cast Ranger and tweet at us at Ixie Studios. And thank you again. We will see you all in 2 weeks' time. Good night.
Peace.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oyasumi.